So I started my first dropshipping store back in 2008 for only $29, and I was able to generate over $640,000 in sales my first year in business. Now, I think a big reason why is because I was extremely scrappy and I saved money wherever I could when it came to the tools that I was using. So what I want to do in this episode is share five free tools that you can use to build your dropshipping store. Tool number one is Canva.com. To me, this is basically like a better version of Photoshop for people that are not graphic designers. What it allows you to do is basically use pre-built templates and even create your own if you want to make things like logos, to make custom banners, to make any images you want to use in emails or on social media. And they have a free plan that gives you more than you need to make professional looking designs that people will actually trust when they go to your store from day one, even as a complete beginner. Again, for $0. Tool number two is ChatGPT, and this is amazing for copywriting. So some things that we use it for are unique product page descriptions, about us page content, ideas for blog posts, even ideas for things to post on social media and to send out as email promotional messages are generated through ChatGPT. And this is something that typically either you would have to invest a ton of time into to become a great copywriter or pay someone a ton of money to put these messages together for you. But now you can get 90% of the way there with this free tool, again, ChatGPT. Tool number three is called Meta Pixel Helper, and this is a free Google Chrome extension. By the way, these will all be linked below this episode, but we use this for a few reasons. The first is to make sure all of our pixels and tracking are installed correctly on our dropshipping stores, but we also use it when we're going to our competitor stores to see what events they are tracking on different pages. So things like page views, add to carts, initiate checkouts. And then, to take it a step further, once we see how our competitors are implementing the Meta Pixel on their stores, we can then go to Facebook after visiting their sites to see what their remarketing ads look like. But the first step of this process is to use the free tool Meta Pixel Helper on Chrome and to go to your future competitor stores to see how and if they are implementing the Meta Pixel on their own store. The fourth free tool I want to share with you is one that everybody is familiar with, but I think people underutilize, and this is simply google.com. And this is where all of our niche research starts. So we use it a few different ways, but the main one is literally by going here, searching for the product types that we want to sell, then by going into the shopping tab, looking at what is being listed, and then going to what I consider our future competitors' stores that we find, again, through Google Shopping for free to make sure they are online only, to see how many brands we could find that are dropship friendly, and to determine if we want to enter a new niche or not. Tool number five is Shopify.com. Now, this one is not free forever, but they do give you a 3-day free trial, and then you can get your first month for only $1. And Shopify is basically the backbone of all of our dropshipping stores. We use it to build how they look. We use it to accept orders. We use Shopify payments to accept money from customers. And then once you are paying for it, they actually have new tools built in that cost you zero extra dollars, like Shopify Inbox to live chat with customers, like Shopify Email to send up to 10,000 marketing emails every month. So this tool is a complete no-brainer. And even though it's not free forever, take advantage of that 3-day free trial, even if you just want to test it out and see if it's right for you. And I promise, if you're looking at dropshipping and not selling 20,000 products with a million different variants, Shopify is the go-to platform. So as always, guys, I hope you got value from this one. If you did, you know what to do. Leave a comment, leave a like, and I will talk to you in the next episode. See everybody.